From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talks to continue for up to another week. The United States says international nuclear negotiations with Iran have been extended to July 7 after a self-imposed deadline of June 30 passed with no agreement on a comprehensive deal. John Kirby is a State Department spokesman.
Our focus remains on trying to reach a deal. The work inside the negotiating room is on trying to resolve the differences that are still outstanding. You know, the extension is important because it provides a little extra breathing space. We could get a deal in 2 days, 3 days. We could get a deal on the 7th, or we could get no deal at all. That's always a possibility, too.
President Obama and the U.S. said the U.S. would walk away from a possible deal if he's convinced it would block Tehran's path to building a nuclear weapon. The discussions involving the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany resumed Tuesday in Vienna after Iran's foreign minister and its nuclear chief returned to the Austrian capital from Tehran. Liberia Tuesday announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus several weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free with a positive test on the body of a teenager, the first confirmed case since May 9th. Bernice Don, the country's health minister, says the 17-year-old male died June 24 and was safely buried after the body was swabbed for testing purposes.
The structures we have in place to strengthen our surveillance system in Liberia allowed us to respond quickly. It is critical that Liberians and all those residing in our borders remain vigilant, do not panic, and continue all the preventive measures to stop the spread.
More than 11,000 have died of Ebola across West Africa in the past 18 months. This is VOA News. The United Nations Tuesday accused South Sudanese troops of engaging in new brutality involving gang rape and torture, reportedly burning some of their victims alive in their homes in the northern battleground of Unity State. The report came from the UN mission to South Sudan, called UNMISS, and is based on the statements of dozens of victims and witnesses. Yemeni security officials say hundreds of inmates, some al-Qaeda members, fled a prison in the southwestern city of Taiz during heavy clashes between warring militia. Greece is officially in default after missing a nearly $2 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided against extending a bailout program for Athens. The ministers plan to hold more talks Wednesday. But Dutch finance minister Jorin Dijsselbloem said it would be crazy to extend the program.
An extension of the old program simply isn't possible. Now it also isn't possible for practical reasons. It runs out in a couple of hours. But also politically, the situation hasn't changed. There is no new ground to go back to that.
The Greek government is balking at demands from the EU for more economic austerity. Meanwhile, Greek banks remain shuttered as its stock market is also closed. The European Commission is pledging tents and a team of experts to help Hungary cope with a wave of migrants from the Middle East, North Africa, and Afghanistan. The Commission's top official for migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, said Tuesday in Budapest, Europe will always support frontline member states, and Hungary is a frontline member state.
Hungary is under pressure. We were talking so far about Italy and Greece. Now we added Hungary. And all these proposals made to the Hungarian government today have to do exactly with the same way we approached and we are facing the situation in the Mediterranean.
Hungary has become a major destination for tens of thousands of migrants entering Europe through Turkey and the Balkans. The U.S. and Brazil pledging to work together to fight climate change. President Obama and visiting President Dilma Rousseff discussed new initiatives to reduce carbon emissions ahead of a UN-sponsored conference in Paris. They announced their respective nations would increase their share of renewable energy beyond hydropower to 20% of their respective electricity generation mixes by 2030. The Brazilian leader spoke through an interpreter.
I very much welcome that decision because it will prove extremely important in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And also, it speaks to our clear-cut commitment of ensuring that the environment and also efforts to make sure the global temperature will not go up beyond 2 degrees as agreed.
She also pledged her country would reforest 12 million hectares of forest by 2030. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.